Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about how to analyze offers that come your way.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about the strategies given the climate and the marketplace we are in today. Now, we've got two different products. We've got investment residential that Bob specializes in and myself in residential real estate. We were going to talk about today is when that first offer comes in, how do you look at that? Is that going to be the strongest and best offer, or is that going to be just the beginning of a lot more opportunities?
Well, and it's interesting because you may get, I'll guarantee you, if I brought out an apartment complex, I'm going to get an offer fairly soon. The only question is the person, number one, qualified? Do they have the cash down payment that's needed to match the mortgage loan they're going to get in order to close the transaction? And number two, are they going to ask for a prolonged due diligence period where they're given, the buyer is given an opportunity to evaluate leases, to evaluate the property structurally, as well as just amenity orientation for rent and so forth? How long are they going to take doing that thing? A lot of times they're asking for 45 days. You don't need 45 days to evaluate the leases, to get the termite and dry rot inspection, the roof inspection, etc.
Do you, Bob, see this in the climate that you're in the real estate corner where you've got the properties that are out there, you get an offer, you take it off the market, and then you find out the buyer's not reasonable. Reasonable is a tough read at the onset of your relationship.
Right.
Because in residential, what we've got is you'll get two tiers of negotiations. The tier where it takes it off the market removes the buyer's competition.
Right.
Now they're the only one in front of the seller, and then they go back in after their due diligence to aggressively negotiate based on their findings.
Right. Well, we discovered that this got a front door, so we want a discount. Say, huh? You couldn't have spotted that at the time you made the offer. Yeah, we see that a lot. Now, if it is a discovery that they have made in their due diligence inspections, as an example, there's termite and dry rot damage that was not apparent, or the roof needs to be replaced, it's only got maybe 3 years left on the economic life, yes, there is justification for making adjustments. But at the same time, at the time that you're physically making the offer, what did you see? And should you have considered those in your pricing?
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.